be proud. Very thankful.
Enjoy the celebrations.
Stuart, humble well done to my players, to the club, to the supporters. Monumental effort this season. Played 58 games. The last two was probably two too many, especially in the playoffs where you face very high quality, where you face a real intensity. And going through Bradford City's team, there was a lot of experience in the team, and we lacked a little bit of energy. We, unfortunately, in the end of the season, the last 2 months, we had too many injuries. Players coming back not really 100% fit, and throw them in that sort of scenario, it's very hard then to be immediately at your best. And we lacked a little bit of energy, but monumental effort in the end. Bradford City had been the better team, and we wish them all the best. We accept that, and we be humble. But in the end, we lost over two legs where we were a little bit second best. We lost on the set piece. You know, and that shows that we gave everything. But they've been better than us. We have to accept that. Especially in their home games, they had a few chances. But today, the emphasis was on us. We needed to create more. And but we didn't have the energy to... When you have to be great, when you be fluent, you have to move a lot. You have to give a lot of options on the ball. But for us, man for man, Bradford was today better on the pitch. Apart from Kyle Dempsey, I think Kyle Dempsey, especially in the first half, he really, really stood up to the occasion. Fantastic experience. I had the same thing with Brentford. You need to be first there. You need to also fail, but I wouldn't call it failing, but you need to have those experience to the next time to do better. And I think not only the players, not only the coaches, is also the whole club. The next time we are in there, we will better prepare in everything. And we have to now, after end of the week, I have to speak to Andy, speak to Greta, and find out what the expectations are next year. I have to find out what the framework is we have to work in, and in those, under those conditions we have to recruit. We have to understand that the expectations rising from our supporters, rightly so, after such a monumental season. And we have to be sure that we're going in the next transfer window, or finishing the next transfer window in the summer, to increase our quality again, because we want to be there again. We want to be hopefully fighting in the top 10. That is my own ambition, and I'm sure that is also the ambition for me.
There you go. Thanks for the call.
Clear message. I have 1 year more contract,
and
I'm sure the club will talk to me
regarding
my future. And then we see what happens. I'm planning, and you can ask Greta. We already started to plan. We already put things in place. But the last 2 weeks also focused on the playoffs. But now, take 2 days off, 2 days sleep, and then from Wednesday on, we send the players to their holiday, their well-deserved holiday, and we're starting for next year. I think we wasn't at our best in the playoffs, so that can happen, especially when you had those injury problems like we had. We couldn't rotate, especially up front. Borley was running a little bit empty on gas. Ash Hunter is a massive ass to start games on that level, and to win promotion to the championships. He's a fantastic player, now and then starting and coming from the bench. And Devante coming back from injury, and Best coming back from injury. I was so glad to have them, but obviously they were not on the same level when they got injured, because that needs time. And we have to accept that. We can't change that. That is sometimes very unlucky with the impact injuries we had, but the team always find a way. And now we were in the playoffs. Great experience for us. Great experience for all those young players to play at Bradford City in front of 20,000 under enormous amount of pressure, psychologically, but also physically on the pitch, and to stay up and be counted. I'll be so proud of my players. I'm so proud.